right, ready for another day. Today is a beautiful day. My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes. We're in episode 13, Psalm 37. This is going to be the longest psalm to date, and it's the first time that I won't read the entire thing. So I'm going to challenge you to do that at some point today, but I'm going to just go through bits and pieces of it, sort of chunks. And today I've called the lesson, probably very needed by most of us, how to stop being anxious. Do you ever find that the more you have, the more anxious you get? We here in the West have so much, and you'd think that we would never be worried about anything. And myself, I spend a lot of time in the Middle East with Syrian refugees. They have nothing, and I find that our level of stress is sometimes more than theirs. It doesn't make any sense, and it's because anxiety is a heart issue. And so let's look into what God says. This is also written by David, and Psalm 37, how to stop being anxious. Here we go. Verse 1, fret not. Fret is a good word. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger, forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil. For the evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord will inherit the land. Then I'm going to skip to verse 23. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. He is ever lending generously and his children become a blessing. Turn away from evil, do good, so shall you dwell forever. For the Lord loves justice. He will not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the children of the wicked will be cut off. Then I'm going to take it all the way over to verse 34. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. I think that's good. That's all I'm going to read. How to stop being anxious. Number one, your level of anxiety is directly proportional to your level of trust. Don't you love the first 7 to 8 verses I read? Those verses say so much. You guys, you want to memorize a portion of scripture, memorize this portion. Trust in the Lord and do good. The way out of anxiety is through trust. It's going back to who God is. Again, you go back to the steadfast love and faithfulness of God in your life. You're like, man, I'm in a season, I don't see it. That's why I'm anxious. You got to look nowhere past the cross of Jesus Christ. It is in the cross of Christ that you see all of God's goodness and mercy on your life. And that's where fretfulness will stop, the minute you rest your mind on Christ. The central theme of this psalm is divine reward. We see it if you go back and read the parts that I didn't read. You see this constant theme. God is going to reward the righteous, going to punish the wicked. There is justice coming. You might not see it now, you might not feel it now, but it's coming. We see in this chapter the character of those rewarded. You say, what kind of character do those rewarded have? They're righteous, meaning they're in Christ. They're made righteous. He takes our sin. He gives us his righteousness. If you're a Christian, you're righteous. But also we see a theme that the character of those rewarded are those who wait on the Lord. We see that come up. Are you waiting on God? That is a character of a righteous man. You're not fretful. You trust the Lord. You wait on the Lord. You're humble. You're righteous. Next, not only the character of those rewarded, but we see the fruit of the reward. What is the fruit of the reward? You're going to inherit the land. God has promised us future blessing. Of course, remember the promised land was promised to the people of Israel. And in Christ, we're promised the eternity in Christ. And we're given, you know, symbolically the promised land, which is life in Christ, is the promised land. That's where rest is. It is faith in Christ. And Hebrews 4 talks about how they did not enter into the promised land. Why? Because of their unbelief. Some of you, you're in Christ, you've received him as your Savior, but you walk in constant anxiety and worry. I shouldn't say some of you, I should say some of us. We get into these lapses of worry and anxiety because of our lack of faith in God. So our level of anxiety is directly proportional to our level of trust in the Lord. Number two, your level of anxiety is directly proportional to how you respond to others. When you see others with the correct spiritual perspective, you will finally be free to love them instead of envy them. Most of us are constantly jealous because we don't trust God. Covetousness is rooted in a lack of belief that God is for us and has given us everything we need in the moment we needed for all that he's asked us to do. Listen, when you see God's promise for peace and prosperity, this shalom to his children, you will stop fearing the difficult circumstances you face. You will get a bigger perspective. This whole psalm, by the way, is visionary, futuristic, eternal. The eyes are fixed on what is to come because we know that we're not living just for this moment, that we've got eternity coming. And there's such freedom to love others when you're not threatened by them, when you're not jealous of them. And the only way to that is by going vertical and saying, God, I trust you. You know what I need when I need it and how I need it. And I'm going to stay there until you say move. Thirdly, your level of anxiety is directly proportional to your willingness to wait on the Lord. We already said that the character of the right of the one who's rewarded is to wait on the Lord. But really, as you are willing to submit to God's ways and wait on him, as you're willing to submit to his timing and wait on the Lord, look, not wait on stuff, not wait on your prayers, wait on the Lord. As you wait on the Lord, your anxiety goes down because you trust the love and steadfastness of your Father who knows you. You commit your way to the Lord, you trust in him, and you know that he will act. Waiting reveals that God's reward is always better for those who delight in him. You make it your job today to delight in the Lord. Think about it. What are some ways you can delight in the Lord? Go for a walk. Just praise God. Just think about who he is, what he's done for you. Learn to delight in him. Find something, a gift he's given you to use and give him back that gift. Do something with the gifts that he's given you. Maybe you're an artist or a poet or a musician. Practice those things he's given you. Waiting is made possible by God's strength in the waiting. This is the irony of waiting, is as we wait for the Lord, God gives us the strength to wait on him. It's amazing. That's how good he is. Listen, are you committed to waiting? This is what this chapter is about. It's about not being anxious. It's about resting. It is about practicing what it means to be a Christian, which is awesome, by the way. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, because it is a place where we trust our Father is looking out for us and is giving us always what's best for us. Hey, do you believe that? If you do, shoot me an email. Tell me how you're doing. Know that we're praying for you and love you deeply. See you tomorrow.